Good evening, welcome to 10 Dozen Minutes of Crotch Fires with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead, and Jake is on the line as well.
Have you become a redhead?
No, that would be fire crotch.
Oh, I see.
I just find myself repeatedly quoting the weather reports from Good Morning Vietnam. Because it's hot. It's damn hot. So hot in my shorts I could cook things in it. Do a little crotch pot cooking. Yeah, it's fucking 90 degrees and 95% humidity here.
Wow.
Which is not at all pleasant.
That's rough. I have no idea what temperature it is here. It was, like, kind of hot today.
Kind of hot today.
It's, 103.
Yeah.
Weird. It's, like, 5 o'clock and it's 103. It does not feel like 103 outside. Like, it's hot, but not really unpleasant.
Hmm. The nice thing about living here is by midnight or so, it'll be down to 60.
I see.
So we can just have a fan blowing in. But, yeah, Jesus. We got a...
Well, you know, when I'm out in 103 degree weather, what I really want to do is, like, hike 13 miles.
Oh, yeah, you did your old camping, not in the Halo sense, trip.
Yeah.
How did that go?
We weren't corpse camping. Yeah, it was good. It was good. We were up there for a week. We did, like, 3 days of car camping and then took a day off and then did, like, 3 days of backpacking.
Hmm.
Had to fish water out of murky ponds in order to survive.
Did you have some kind of filtration system?
Yeah, both Hot Stuff and Pez Boy had brought these crazy filters, and then we put little drops of chlorine in them, and so it tasted like drinking swimming pool water. But you know what? When it's 100 degrees out and you walk 13 miles up and down the walls of canyons, you can take it.
That's pretty awesome. Next time you should go down to, what is it called? The place that's just north of the canyon, Havasupai Falls.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's, because, you know, you hike 10 miles into this canyon, but then you're at the base of something that's somewhere between a creek and a river, and there's, like, a couple of giant, beautiful waterfalls and...
Yeah, the pretentious artist and I backpacked down there right after high school, actually. Oh. Kind of a horrible experience. We took, like, twice as much water as was recommended, but we still ran out of water on the way out.
Huh.
Like, yeah, I don't know, man. And the whole time I was down there, I just was kind of sick, and, like, I slept most of the time. It was weird. I don't know what the fuck. I was worried about this trip, but I came through it okay. I was worried that I wouldn't be able to handle it. A lot of fucking climbing. I got, like, sunburned when we were out hiking during the car camping parts. We hiked every trail in Arches National Park.
For reals?
Yeah.
Nice.
In a couple of days. We did, like a lot of hiking. Saw a lot of rocks with big holes in them.
And you saw
them? Stood inside some, climbed on top of some, took some pictures.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what you got there. It's not like, not like Disneyland.
Yep.
But Disneyland would be improved. You know.
Anyway, yeah. Had to eat reconstituted freeze-dried food and a lot of Cliff Bars. I had never had a Cliff Bar before.
I kind of like the Cliff Bars.
Yeah? They're okay. Had some Lara Bars, too. They were doing this Lara Bar promotion when I went to Lollapalooza a few years ago.
Was that because the company's Asian and they kind of...
Yeah, they thought it was a Lollapalooza. No, they're named after somebody named Lara or Lara. They're good. When you need quick energy while you're raiding a tomb.
That was exactly the question I was going to ask.
Yeah, and you can't trick your body into consuming the fat in your own immense boobs. I could use that, honestly.
Yeah, I would like to be able to convince my body to consume the fat in my huge boobs. That's I'm a fat bastard. This is out of hand, man. I weigh 250 pounds.
Whoa, Jesus.
I weigh...
That is,
yeah,
that
when,
is out of hand. How much did you weigh when you were out here at, like, con?
I mean, probably 240.
Oh.
So, like 235 is when I tend to look not like a fat bastard.
Mm-hmm.
And have, like, I have a 38-inch waist at 235, and I've got, like, a 40-inch waist right now.
Huh.
Yeah, that was really humbling. I bought a suit for my sister's wedding that's got a 39-inch waist, and I put it on, and with a suit, you can't tuck it under your gut, you know, because that's not how it's cut, so it, yeah, fastening it was a chore, and the tailor looked at it and was kind of horrified and promised that she would find an extra inch to let the thing out so I would be able to breathe.
I had some like 34 jeans that I couldn't get into before, or that were really tight that I could wear without a belt, and then I went on a backpacking trip and came back and changed into the jeans again, and they were like falling down.
Hmm. You're like, sorry, I can't wear these anymore. They're no longer tight.
But I gained weight on the trip, which is weird.
Yeah, the muscle's heavier than fat.
I guess I wouldn't have thought I gained that much muscle, but you know, I definitely lost some. Lost some waist, but of like 200 to 205.
Hmm.
Exciting stuff. Talking about the weather, talking about how much we weigh.
Mm-hmm.
All things that can be indicated and expressed as numbers, though.
If there were only a way that, if only men's sizes were like women's sizes, because then we could just be like, you know, I feel so fat. I used to be able to fit into a size 8, and I just bought these jeans, and they're a size 12.
I feel like there's a lot of like mood manipulation going on with women's clothes. Because like I feel like if you started a line of clothing that was sized such that it made women feel skinnier, that you'd just sell a lot of that.
You'd think so, but they do it the other way.
Really? They're
yeah.
trying to make you feel bad.
Like a size 8 is smaller now than it was 20 years ago.
I see. Maybe it corresponds to the potency of marijuana.
I think so.
I've heard that gets that's gotten more intense. What with the eugenics, crazy Nazi experimentation on hot plants.
I think what Annie Lennox. There are also a couple of big old fuck off ants crawling around on my desk. You know what I love about winter? Everything dies.
Same thing you love about nuclear war,
right?
What'd you do last week?
Yeah, we had
sat around eating ice cream, getting fatter.
Pretty much bonbons, and I've been doing some Wii Fit.
Oh yeah.
I've learned pretty quickly that once I'd done it a couple of days in a row, the like little step aerobic thing wasn't enough to make me break a sweat.
Mm-hmm.
So they have this running thing where you put the remote in your pocket and run in place. So
mm-hmm.
I put the remote in my pocket and get on the elliptical trainer and then go around their little island circuit. And it for some reason, that works better than putting on, like, an episode of Family Guy and watching it while I run, because it tells me how fast I'm going and shows me some scenery that the speed of which it goes by is controlled by how fast I run. And
huh, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's alright.
If you put, like, kind of an RPG framework on there, I think you'd have something.
Yeah. I still want there to be a game like that, but with a bicycle controller.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if somebody had a program where I could be on a stationary bike and riding around, because that has the advantage of not having to have, like, a trailer with my son in it kind of thing, and
mm-hmm.
not being outside so I could actually do it the half of the year that you don't want to be outside. But
right.
I'm surprised that hasn't. There are a couple of things that do that, but nothing that's just, like, a peripheral for a console.
Right. I was gonna suggest, you know, like, just getting a bicycle and sort of treating the world as a game that worked like that, but I forgot, yeah, the kid gets complicated. I mean, you could do that whole, like, kid in a backpack thing, couldn't you? Don't they make something other than the, like, little thing
with
the bike? I would be fucking terrified. I would just, like, ride super slow, because I wouldn't want to, like, go off a curb and flip the kid over jackknife.
They're pretty, those trailers are pretty low to the ground, though. And they have pretty big wheels. So, like, I'll gladly do that, but he can't do it until next year. He won't be big enough to fit in the thing. There are, like, seats that are just like the car seat that go on the back of a bicycle, but, yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I mean, how often do you just crash a bicycle? Like,
How often would it take?
No, I mean, it's not like falling a few feet is going to kill the kid, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Kids are pretty durable. I mean, you know, he's going to be jumping off of shit as soon as he can get on top of it.
He's getting close. I mean, you know my policy about not talking a whole bunch about the baby, but he started rolling over. So
oh, yeah?
Now he rolls over onto his stomach, and his back half is really good at crawling, which means he's just dragging his face across any surface we put him on.
And doesn't have a lot of directional control.
He's surprisingly accurate with the direction. He just, like, buries his face, gets up on his legs, and pushes and just slides his face across. But, you know, he goes whichever direction he wants.
Get him like a chamois shirt and a hat that's soaked with Pine Sol.
Uh-huh.
And he could just mop the floor for you.
There is an outfit for a crawling baby that's made out of dust mop.
Oh, yeah?
Which, I can't decide if that's a good idea or not.
It seems kind of like, you know, on the one hand, your floor's clean, but on the other hand, you're just covering your baby with filth.
Right.
Which, I don't know. I feel like the baby covers himself with enough filth.
Yeah. They're filthy little animals, they are.
See any good movies?
I saw Up, and Up was really good. Have you seen that yet?
I have not. I'm not actually terribly interested in it.
It's really, really damn good.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm just worried it'd be too, like, depressing.
It is definitely that. But there are, you know, there's plenty of comic relief to go around the sadness at the core of the film.
I see.
The next thing I see in a theater is probably going to be Harry Potter. Everything else I can live without.
Oh, right. What is it, the sixth one that's coming out?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And since I can't remember anything that happened in the sixth book...
Yeah, I don't remember anything that happened in the fifth, sixth, or seventh books.
I remember the seventh pretty well, but the... I was surprised that they made an interesting movie out of Order of the Phoenix. I consider that.
I did not see it. I was sort of disgusted with the fourth one. I mean, not disgusted, I was just bored with the fourth one, because it just seemed it was like all action sequences, and I was just like, meh.
No, they did a really good job with Order of the Phoenix. Half-Blood Prince, it has that whole thing with the Lucky Potion, which could play pretty well. I don't know.
Mm.
There are scenes in the seventh book that she obviously wrote thinking this will look awesome in the movie, so those will look awesome in the movie.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, the fourth movie just disappointed me a lot. Although it had the, like, hot, like, Chinese girl with a Scottish accent.
That's true. Cho Chang. Cho Chang. 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 Chang.
Yeah. So, yeah, how'd the radio show go on Monday? Who'd you have?
Well, we had Vaginal Bud Fart, and, it was a completely inoffensive show.
Really?
Yeah. Which was surprising, but, I don't know, we talked about various and sundry subjects and actually answered a bunch of questions, which was bizarre.
Hmm. Crazy. I'll have to listen to it then.
I don't know.
The answers to those questions will be informative to me.
I think in the same way that I made you a cookie, but I eated it, I made you a to-do list, and I deleted it. No, here it is. I have a minor to-do list from that show that I can pop into the wiki.
Sweet.
Just a couple of questions that, like, why can't we do this, that seemed like, well, there's no reason.
Well, okay. Sorry, I gotta get back to work. We gotta figure out this Choose Your Adventure thing.
Yeah.
Riff's making progress on his part. I spent a lot of time thinking about mine, so I think that I'll have, like, a good one-day brain dump where I finish a lot of it. I think the, like, three-act structure where we each write an act will be cool.
Can I wait until you guys put your acts up so I can see what the hell I'm supposed to be writing?
Sure. You wait for us to get our act together.
And then I'll be like, you shall have my bow and my blade and my act.
Although Riff's having to type everything with one hand.
Yeah, I don't know why it excites him so much to be working on that thing.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't either. He got this new text editor for the Mac that just plays a bunch of lesbian porn in one half of the screen the whole time you're editing text. Seems like a strange design choice to me, but, you know, who am I to argue with progress?
Can we talk about what happened to Riff, or would he rather not?
I don't know. I figure I'll let Riff decide on the Thursday show what he wants to.
The truth is out there, but it's not as interesting as what we're saying right now.
Yeah. Anyway, Gleeb says, I really like how the best way to kill Mother Slime is with the Hobopolis skills. Will the next dungeon feature something that's weak against a drop in the slime tube? I don't know. I'm happy that we managed to make it so the best way to kill Mother Slime is with the Hobopolis skills, because that was totally an actual stated goal of that boss fight. Hmm. So, the fact that came out, I don't know, maybe I said something about it, and so Gleeb's is like, just trying to make me feel better. Pretend that my goal was met.
No, I mean, I was about to say, well, that's cool, because, usually we design stuff and you guys figure out what the optimal way is, but if we actually manage to predict the optimal way to do something, that is a fucking bonus.
There are other ways to do it, but that was, and those skill books are so cheap in the mall. It's weird. I can't remember the names of any of them, so I don't actually remember how to search for it, but I guess there's the snow clone, Blizzards I Have Died In. There's one. Let's see how much Blizzards I Have Died In costs in the mall. Blizzards, 6,000 meat, yeah, so those skills are cheaper than the regular class skills. No Hurt Me says, why are Burrow Grub Hives untradeable? I made one to give to my friend, only to realize that I can't, and had to give him the base components instead. The reason that they are untradeable is because if they weren't, you could make one, use it, get yourself all covered with Burrow Grubs, then you'd give it to somebody else, and they could get themselves off of Grubs, and then they'd give it to somebody else, and they could get themselves off of Grubs, and one Burrow Grub Hive would be enough to give everyone on the planet a bunch of grubs burrowing around inside them. So that's why.
It's kind of the Coolio too hot distribution method. We didn't want to do that.
You're going to explain that to me.
Yeah, that's a reference that nobody gets, which is a shame. It's just his song about AIDS. Mm-hmm. And it starts with Lucy slept with Mark, and Mark slept with Tina. Tina slept with Javier the first time he seen her. And it goes all the way to, and somebody slept with Mark, and Mark was positive HIV.
I see.
Yeah.
So is it going backwards in time?
Yeah.
Or is there just a whole chain of people fucking, and then the last guy has AIDS? Because that would be less interesting.
Right. No, he did it backwards so that he could put that rhyme at the end.
Taking into account the fact that it's almost impossible for a man to get AIDS from a woman.
Yeah. It's actually impossible for a heterosexual man to get AIDS.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
Few people know that. If you have AIDS and you're a dude, then I'm sorry. You may not even know it, but you're gay.
Yeah. You're gay and sexually active in the gay butt-sex community.
No, I mean, you could get AIDS from a woman, but only if you're gay.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that technicality. Yeah.
It's something about...
So it's like, be careful if you're sharing needles with somebody. Don't think about having sex with dudes.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much your inhibitions are lowered by the intravenous drugs.
Right. And intravenous drugs don't lower inhibitions. It's the marijuana. The marijuana that the kids do. That's a date rape drug.
Marijuana is a gateway drug to intravenous drugs. Everyone I know who has smoked marijuana has moved on. I meant no one that I know.
Yet. Maybe it's a gateway drug and it just works really, really slowly.
Really slowly, yeah. One day in the nursing home, we're all going to be like, whoa, you're doing heroin too? Awesome!
Who are you again?
Grandpa and Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Yeah. Good old Alan Arkin.
If you happen to hit on a question that I've already answered, then I'll let you know. Probably your answers will be different than mine, because your answers will be correct.
Did you not flush the questions, or...?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right, there was no Thursday show.
Yeah.
Maybe I could do that. The show was on the 15th.
Okay.
And we pretty much ran those questions into the ground. So I'm going to go ahead and flush.
What did you say about some other dude's question, why do we need an oxygen source in the sea if we can apparently breathe in space, i.e. the hole in the sky?
We said that the hole in the sky was not... The hole in the sky let in the oxygen from the sky. So the entire time you're in space, you're actually breathing that oxygen.
Either that or the hole in the sky is not letting you out of the sky, but is letting the constellations into the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also pointed out that it's just a show and you should really just relax.
Yeah. Zona asks, what the fuck is Snarfblatt?
I did answer that.
Yeah.
That, it wasn't a Little Mermaid reference for you.
No, right? It was not.
But I explained the whole ad, the last adventure getting eaten by ad blocking programs.
Yeah. Cool. 15, it says, 15. Telesar said, help, I'm starting a kitty court run, need a name for my black cat. What'd you tell him?
I don't remember.
Zona said, what happened to the idea of putting monsters in a pin so you could fight like 3 to 4 of them a day? The only thing you'd be able to fight multiples of on a pin would be angels.
Yeah. So the Angels of Avalon and the Gathering of Angels from the Badger content.
It's weird that there were two angels monsters.
Yeah, but the other ones weren't actually angels, they were aliens. Because you thought that they were angels, but you hop inside their starship and head for the sky.
Oh, right. Petero says, how much more time would you put into KOL if you never had to mow your lawn again? I haven't mown a lawn in a long time.
Yeah, we didn't talk about you being the kind of elitist who takes advantage of cheap Mexican labor.
Cheap Mexican labor, yeah.
We just, I talked about how it only takes like an hour for me to mow my lawn. So
yeah.
It's not like that's really eating into my work time.
Let's see. Here's the 16th. Apocalypse Star had written, Naughty Sorcerers should take 3 adventures a la Ed the Undying. You know, at that point, it kind of doesn't matter how many adventures it takes, right? Because it's sort of like the last fight. But yeah.
That just seemed like an unnecessary slap in the face. Like, I like that some runs for speed end with somebody having one adventure to fight the sorceress. I don't know if that still happens, but that was kind of cool.
No, Nam says, so is there really a rule against using another player's username in the title of your store? Because that rule was upheld in games recently by a mod, even. I don't think there's... I mean, if it's not in the policies, it's not a rule. But, I mean, certainly I don't think it'd be okay to name a store, you know, Noah Nam is a queer.
Right, that's one of those things that... It's a rule in that it falls under jackassery to be griefing other players or trying to make it look like... the other players associated with your store.
Right.
I mean, generally, like, I could be wrong here, but I would say that 90% of the time that somebody sends me a message and says, hey, is this against the rules because the mod banned me for it? It's somebody who's trying really hard to skate on technicalities and still be a dick.
Yeah.
And my sympathy is very low for that. They're like, hey, I was going real close to the line and a mod banned me and I don't think I was over the line. Like, I don't care. That's why the line is mutable. So you don't do that.
And, you know, we moderate pretty aggressively because we're not going to put up with any bullshit.
Yeah.
That said, I'm crazy libertarian. I hate rules.
No, I think, In your own, you are the man.
I hate Whitey.
In your own house, you can do whatever you want. In our house, you gotta play by our rules. As long as you live under this roof, live by under our rules.
Glebe says, could you make the order undistributed loot shows up in make any sense at all? The slime tube stuff is all mixed up with the Hobopolis stuff. That code is goofy. I had written it initially to support multiple dungeons, right? And then people had requested some additional sorting features on it, and so Xenophobe altered the code to fix that, to add the new sorting features. But then in doing so, made it so it no longer supported multiple dungeons, because he didn't know that that's where it was going in the first place. So then I had to have C.D. Moyer work on it to fix that. So now the code has had everyone who's ever written any code... I guess it was wrote a little bit of code back in the day, but almost everyone who's ever written any code for KOL has now touched the code that sets up that loot, and so I don't want to touch it anymore.
Right.
One of those things is complicated enough that I'm just like, C.D. Moyer, fix this with your magic wand. SF Warlock says, why aren't the medium cyst items tradable? I wanted to pass them on to the clan to help me get to the point where I can get them. I'm actually surprised that those aren't tradable. Royal Tondray says, does one have to be doing something in Seaside Town in order to qualify for Trophy 68? Well, your character is never technically in anywhere, right? So, Noah Nam says that he's the cock of the walk. Do you think that Noah Nam is actually the cock of the walk?
I think he's the caulk of the walk.
Because if your wok is leaking.
Yep.
Yeah. You'd want to put the caulk on the outside, though.
Yeah.
Otherwise, all your food tastes like caulk.
Nobody likes the sweet taste of caulk.
Yeah.
Caulk.
Cloud Strife says, the Velcro broadsword encourages the hunting and declothing of women too soon. Too soon? Why, was there some tragedy involving a woman being forcibly undressed?
With Velcro.
I don't believe there was ever a tragedy involving a woman being forcibly undressed.
Hey.
You know, tragedy is when I cut my finger.
Comedy is when you get your clothes ripped off with a Velcro sword.
No, and M says, I really want to watch you all do a radio show one time, record yourselves or something. That would be the most boring video ever.
I think we were going to do that for the documentary, and we realized...
There's a little bit of it in the documentary, I think. They definitely filmed a radio show.
It would be interesting, like, you know, if we added sound effects and we had a Foley artist and... That kind of thing would be interesting, like, oh, look, it's our friend Harry the Horse, and then you'd see this guy with coconuts, and like, Harry the Horse just stepped in a bunch of Jell-O, and you'd see a guy going, bull, 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 bull. You know, it'd be interesting.
Yeah. Or if we had, you know, like, the naked lesbian pillow fight show, or whatever. We're doing some Howard Stern stuff.
Yeah.
What the fuck is... Playboy Radio. There's like a Playboy Radio channel on one of the satellite channels. What the fuck can that possibly be all about?
It's just a guy reading a Playboy.
It's
like articles. Whoa! So there's this chick, and she's got great tits. She's got like big fucking knockers. She had great tits. Her nipples are kind of brown. And then she, you know, in the next shot, she's got her finger right on the button. She's got kind of a landing strip. The labia are pretty pink. You know, sometimes you get the brown labia with the brown nipples, but the labia are pretty pink. And this chick, oh, hey, you turn the page, there's the chick from the back. That is a nice ass. That's, yeah, that's the Playboy channel.
That's pretty good. You could totally be a DJ on Playboy Radio.
This is Mr. Skullhead as Daz for Playboy Radio.
Rendverman says, hey guys, I'm on the level 11 quest and got the Stone Rose. Just wanted to say that I'm a fan of that band, and seeing that item every ascension always makes me laugh. Thanks for that. I only know one Stone Roses song.
That means you're a guy who knows one more Stone Roses song than I do. Roses song. I think it was Riff. Riff was the Stone Roses guy. Anything you see in the level 11 quest. That's just Riff's subconscious writ large upon the screen.
Yeah. Watering Can 2 says, shouldn't the Ancient Stone Head be a hat and not an offhand item? Because Two Stone Fist looks badass. Yeah, I don't know why that was an offhand. The entire cast of Rent said, will there ever be a path that you can't even use spleen items on? No, I don't think so.
No, but
Ted
remember...
Red says, sorry?
Remember on. The entire cast of Rent, that there's only us, and there's only this, so forget regretting that there won't be that path, or life is yours to miss. Just thought I would quote some Rent, because I knew
right.
You weren't about to.
I certainly wasn't. I don't know, man. I got an exposure to some musical theater. I got a taste of it.
What musical? What did you go see?
I didn't go see anything. I saw Gabby's thing.
Oh, right, yeah.
G minor 7th's performance. I think we talked about that on the radio.
Yeah.
Bunch of songs.
Hey, Avenue Q is a musical theater, you know.
Yeah. Should I have seen Avenue Q?
I think you'd enjoy it, yeah.
You think?
You should have seen
it's
the Queen.
Song about the internet and porn.
You should have seen the Queen musical in London, like I told your lame ass.
I wanted to, but I think nobody else would go.
Huh. You should have told their
lame that
ass
was not something that I was averse to. I like Queen.
Gannett Swift says, item idea, a camera that gives familiar weight. You know, like the saying, the camera adds 10 pounds.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That'd be good, like a 10-pound familiar weight accessory is like a good boss drop in a clan dungeon. It's just the camera. Ted the Red says, more elemental starfish? The concept is awesome. Yeah, you know, we've got that. We could do one of every element. I forget which one we already did. Sleaze, maybe? Yeah, sleaze. It was the clownfish. Hee 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 says, make big bundles of Shamwaxen free pulls? No. Oh, and make the gold lemon pan zappable into purple toupee. Listen to Lincoln in its entirety on the way up to Utah.
Excellent.
Go ahead and listen to that from start to finish in a long time. Still know all the words.
That's, that is one of my favorites. Lincoln and, Apollo 18 and John Henry, though, just remind me of you and me driving around Prescott, singing at the top of our lungs.
Yep.
We really should have done the Anna Ang dance in the parking lot that day.
Which day?
It was one day we were at the mall out in Bumfuck where the Walmart is, and that song came on, and you're like, we should get out of the car, and we should do that dance in the parking lot with our Paisley Tube hats on. It's like, no, that wouldn't be cool at all. I'm not doing that. And so we didn't.
Alright. That's disappointing.
I regret it every day.
You cut your Paisley Tube hat into pieces. I've still got mine.
I did, and I can't find that fabric again.
I'm the only one that cares about our precious memories.
I still have a piece of it.
I should wear the Paisley Tube hat at con.
Hell yes.
Just to make you feel bad.
We should, our outfits for the costume contest should be us in high school.
I'll wear a pocket tee, Paisley Tube hat, and some, gray acid wash jeans.
Right. I could wear the, purple t-shirt with the red button-up shirt over it, unbuttoned most of the way, and tucked in. Yep. Either that or...
The button-down shirt was tucked in?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I took my fashion cues from the gay guy.
I don't want to switch back to my high school haircut, and you can't, so... Right. Gonna have to... Well, that's
could,
what the two bets are for, I guess.
If you cut your hair to get back to that haircut, and I borrowed some...
Right. that'd be pretty gross. like locks of love. I hope, boy, you know, I got a letter from, I got like the thank you card from Locks of Love. Those things are totally meant for women.
Mm-hmm.
That was frustrating.
You think there's
I specifically wanted to be like a guy who sent hair into Locks of Love so that like a male kid would believe that there was at least a chance that he was getting some hair from a dude.
Right.
But that's probably not going
to
happen.
It probably went to someone who's making a tiny voodoo doll out of that hair.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you start feeling needles and pins, you'll be like that Sonny Bono song from back in the day.
I don't know that song.
Oh, it's called Needles and Pins. It's about needles and pins.
I see.
Yeah.
Quietus says, you acquire two memory of an A's. Fix, please. Same for the other three bases. I shall fix that. There was also a... I thought... Well, I didn't really think. What I thought was... So what should that be? Memories of C's?
Yeah.
Memories of C's. Seize him. Memories of
Caesar salad.
Memories of cheese.
You could do hilarious plurals on those and just randomize the letter.
Use different letters.
Yeah, the plural of memory of an A is memories of B.
Yeah.
Or just use those letters and just put them one off in the rotation.
Yeah. Disco Daryl says, why can't I find super tinkered stuff in my discovery section? Because you did not make those things. You cannot make those things. Those things require three ingredients, and that is, you have to be a super tinker.
Yeah. You can't handle that level of tinkering.
Tinkling?
Tinkling, either. You want him on that wall. You need him on that wall.
When you think of tinkling, do you think of playing the piano, or do you think of peeing?
I think of, my great aunt talking about peeing. I don't think I've ever
said... I think
about
that sometimes, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever actually said I have to go tinkle. And if I did, yeah. I would immediately go play a piano.
Right. like you never complain that your tummy hurts.
Right. I still think that as far as, you know, there's the whole, what do you call the junk when the kid's a kid?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm going with junk.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, like, that's your penis, those are your testicles, and, you know, you can call them the
and
junk.
Together, they
together they are the junk, that's fine. You know, girls' junk is different than guys' junk, so don't worry about it.
Girls keep their junk in the trunk.
Right.
You keep your junk in the glove compartment.
I was impressed with some friends of ours have a 2-year-old girl, and they were over and we were changing Oliver's diaper, and I said, do we need to not show her this impromptu anatomy lesson? And they go, oh no, we've already talked about that, because she's got a little brother on the way. She's like, look, Oliver has a penis just like your little brother's going to. It's like, that's cool. You're just not uptight about that at all.
Although her little brother probably won't be nearly as big, right? Because it is your kid.
Yeah. He's got big hands and big feet.
I think dick. I think it's funny. It'd be funny, 2-year-old kid referring to his penis as his dick.
Get your hand off your dick. It's just because I can't stand the way our cousin does with their kid, because he reached the age where he's just constantly fondling himself. You know, the,
so like 14?
No, that age, like 5 years old to 60 years old or so.
Right.
So, and she just constantly, like, get your hand off your wiener, Jacob. Don't touch your wiener, Jacob. Like, wiener, no. Sorry.
Wiener's kind of funny, though.
Oh, that thick-ass Minnesota accent.
I mean, wiener's better than, like, pee-pee.
Yeah. Some fucking lady on the message board Jess goes to said that they were going to use birdie as the euphemism for penis.
That's
a word
awful.
That's a word that's going to pop up, you know, much as your birdie does, in situations that it's going to be kind of funny. Watch the birdie.
Boy, that would open him up to some really, you know, the whole smile for the birdie.
Yeah.
The unethical photographer.
Oh, my God. And he can also watch golf, and it'll be the funniest thing in the world.
At least that's true. They should convince him that his asshole is called an eagle.
Or a bogey.
Durdrum says, I'd like to be able to meet paste a chef's hat with a dictionary to make my own email responder 2000. I don't get it.
Yeah, we're not hip to your jive, Durdrum.
Show the Bandit says, would it be possible to have packages sent by others to have the sender's name in a description so that we can see who sent it? No, not really. Technically, if you only had one of a given package, then yes, but no. Like, if you had one in your display case and one in your inventory, there's no way of knowing which one it is.
Yeah.
Noah M says, if you were to do a / auto sell, you could do it without having matching at all, only exact. I am pretty convinced that the cost in accidental auto sellings is going to be greater, no matter how careful we are with it, than the benefit of convenient auto-selling shit from chat.
Yeah.
So I just really feel like that command is probably objectively a bad idea in terms of, you know, utilitarian principles.
As far as unitarian principles, it's probably okay, because pretty much everything's okay with those guys.
Yeah. Except, except disorder in their schools.
I don't understand that.
Unitarian
at all.
Principles.
Oh,
they don't,
yeah.
They're against horseplay.
Is that what the kids are into nowadays?
Yeah.
To get butt plugs with horsehair in them? And
is that horseplay?
No, sorry, that's pony play, where they got, like, that specific subset of furries that's really into horses.
Do they realize that horses' tails are not actually coming out of their assholes?
Yeah, but, you know, where else are they going to attach it?
Well, but how are you going to, especially with, like, two dudes, how are you going to do the most fun parts of the pony play? Which, of course, the most fun that I can have with a pony is fucking it in its ass.
right? I don't know what you guys do with your ponies, but...
I mean, you don't want to do that if it's like, oh no, now I have to wait 8 hours to get my tail back.
All those times that you said you were going to go play the ponies, I thought you were just gambling away the money that people donated to us.
Let's see. Avangion Q says, there are two items of the most familiars I would love to see. The first is a sombrero / purse rat mix. That would be way too powerful.
Huh.
The second is a water-breathing fairy which drops potions that allow you single-turn underwater travel, but I won't hold my breath.
I still think there should be an underwater fairy.
No, there definitely will be. It's just a matter of, like, how difficult should it be to get, right? Because that's, like, the thing that everyone is going to use underwater from then on.
Right.
So it ought to be, like, a reward for a major thing under there.
We should make it so that you're not supposed to spoil it. And make it really powerful, and the more people that have it, the less powerful it gets.
Yeah. Yep.
People like that.
I think it's kind of interesting the way that we changed that imp.
I don't know how you changed that imp.
We changed it so the more people who have it out, the less powerful it is, rather than the more people who have it, period.
Ah.
So it's kind of interesting, right? Like...
Narratively, is it that it's just one imp, and everybody has to share him? Because that's kind of cool.
It could be.
Let's just pretend it's
phased out. Mm-hmm. But I mean, then what's it doing in those other people's terrariums? I guess hibernating.
It's just a frozen image.
Oh no! Another putt says there should be more uses for tires.
You can make swings for your campground.
No use for a name. We got a nail in the tire on the rental car, and it slowly leaked. But Pez Boy had the foresight to bring a miniature air compressor.
Wow.
So the day was saved. We went to a terrible brewery in Moab.
That's weird. I thought, you know, if you're going to get the best beer, you should go to where nobody drinks it.
Yeah. I think all the beer that they brew at the breweries in Moab is 3.2% alcohol.
Hmm. I just found out that in state parks in Minneapolis, you're banned from having alcoholic beverages, but that 3-2 beer does not count as an alcoholic beverage for that purpose.
Really?
Yeah, so you can have all of the crappy beer you want.
That's weird.
Well, it's like, and you can buy 3-2 beer on Sunday before noon.
Yeah, that's how it is in Utah, too.
Yeah.
Does Minnesota have state liquor stores?
No.
Utah did. We got there on like Saturday night, and we had to go out before we went to dinner and buy all of our beer for the camping trip, the section that we were leaving for on Sunday. Because we could not buy any on Sunday.
Yeah, we have just regular liquor stores that all close at the 10 o'clock.
Huh. Even on like Fridays and Saturdays?
Yeah.
Boy, that is some bogus horse shit.
Yeah. Back
I
like
to burst out.
Two. Yeah, there was a party.
Did you buy beer to go from a bar?
No. There was a party where we ran out of beer, back when we stayed up past 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I suggested that somebody do a beer run, and they're like, it's after 10, you can't get any more beer. Like, do people just not like money here? I turned into you, it's like, I would think that they would enjoy making money, and since you can sell beer at a bar, there's no reason why you can't sell it in a fucking liquor store.
Yeah.
But apparently there is.
That's what you think of as turning into me?
Well, just that whole, like, laws...
That is the kind of thing I would say.
Laws that don't make any sense.
I guess.
Laws that don't make any sense.
It was like I was listening to a mirror. It's just kind of...
That's fantastic. There should be a whole radio... station that's just a camera pointed at a mirror.
Deus Noctem says, more ranged weapons and turtles were great. Any more shields coming? Once we add that little babbling brook, there will be several shields in that zone.
I'm going to let that hang.
I know.
Because I was going to say that too, but I was a little too slow. And then it turned out that it wasn't that funny, so.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking that bullet.
RDFM says, "Hey guys, love the show. Since traveling traders' visits have become rarer than factory fresh pickles, you should create an item swindler that will exchange our old junk for new, or maybe a monkey that will exchange 1,000 of any item for a seal clubbing club." Melon Squeezer says, "I found 11 Filthy's corduroy before finding a dread sack. Bug or feature? Either way, it's ridiculous." It's probably just a feature.
Yeah.
It's gonna, you know, stuff like that is gonna happen every once in a while, right? It's the way probability works. Someone else says, "Jick, you're genuinely enjoyable to listen to. Even when you're talking about how Twix has just the right amount of caramel or that time you almost stole a bus, it's fun to listen." Well, thanks, someone else.
It's true. You're an entertaining mother. You're a master raconteur.
Yeah. What's a raconteur?
Somebody who tells stories.
Oh, yeah?
Like Garrison Keillor is a raconteur.
He's a raconteur.
Yes. If, you know, somebody's boobs are so nice that they have to go on a trip across the country and show them places.
Mm-hmm. That's a raconteur.
Yes.
So is the schedule out? Is this show 5 to 7 every day? Every day.
Yep.
Show every day now. Every week.
Yeah, the show didn't move.
This is its permanent spot. I guess I should figure out when the Thursday show is supposed to be. I think I have to go rock climbing again after this show.
Yeesh.
Yeah. What the fuck happened, man? Hot Stuff's trying to poison me with all of this fitness bullshit. Climbing mountains and climbing different mountains. And then climbing pieces of plastic screwed into a piece of plywood. It's like 30 feet tall.
Then having to climb every mountain.
Mm-hmm. And do anything.
Yep.
I don't actually know the words to that song.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Linguini Lad says, "Why isn't it Oyster Egg Day today? My calendar I bought from y'all says it is, so what gives, or what gives, man?" Yeah, I don't know what happened there. I read about you guys' masterful save in the devlog when I got home. See, he doesn't need me anymore. I'm gonna go camping forever. No, I'm totally not.
That was great. That was C.D. Moyer's gig. That was an excellent idea for him, and I think he wrote most of the text for it too.
Oh yeah.
I was like, God damn. I'm going to go camping.
I was glad to take a shower and, like, poop in a toilet.
If you were already in the shower, why did you need to poop in the toilet? Just take out the, like, drain filter.
Yep.
Beforehand. Trust me.
Right.
Linguini Dad says, "Why doesn't the baby sandworm drop a sombrero de vida? I would love to have one of those." He's wearing a sombrero de Vito, but you can't have it.
Mm.
Only Vito Londres can have one of those.
Yeah. Does hers have fancy dingle balls on it?
I don't think so, because I used the hovering sombrero picture. It's been a long time since anybody got a custom item, because after a while it stopped being special for my friends to get a custom item for their birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You could give vaginal blood fart a tampon.
We gonna go there?
No, we shouldn't.
But, you know...
Or did we?
I think our game should remain entirely free of references to female anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
Except
I would
for,
say free
yeah,
of...
Oops.
I'm pretty sure that there is a reference to the menstrual cycle somewhere in the hole in the sky.
You think?
There's bound to be with all the hit and miss text.
There's one of the things that you can auto sell to is a cycling minstrel.
But that's just funny.
Yeah, I guess. Nothing funny about that whole downstairs train wreck.
I just always liked the idea of our friend Will played a minstrel in a production of Robin Hood. And, of course, before every show, we asked him if he was having premenstrual syndrome. and suggested that he wear a white costume with a red hat. You know, kind of a period look.
Right.
These were jokes that never got old.
Did he went bald, right?
Yeah.
He had, like, crazy long hair, and then he went bald. Did his brother go bald, too?
Yeah. His brother is still rocking the, like...
The comb-over?
Yeah, the balding long hair, but... Everybody my age who loses their hair has to shave their head now.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of fucking annoying that I can't go anywhere without meeting at least four dudes who look like me.
Yeah.
With, like, bald head and goatee. Because you can't have a bald head without facial hair.
You look like
your neck's blowing a bubble. There's got to be something to balance out that vast expanse of skin.
You could just grow, like, just the neck beard.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you could do the Snidely Whiplash mustache.
I could try and grow the opposite of a goatee. Shave the area where my goatee is now.
Yeah. That'd be pretty weird.
I can't actually grow a beard, though. Something about the cheeks and the jawbone. Yeah.
I can't either, but that doesn't stop me from trying.
There's a joke about you putting your fist in an asshole in the Hole in the Sky stuff, but I haven't seen anything minstrel.
A joke about you putting your fist in an asshole?
Yeah, because it's about, like, putting your hand in a hole, one of the smaller holes in the flange. And now it's a tight fit, and it hurts.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I would assume that was the urethra.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Red Putt says, after finishing mole farming and talking to the llama, why is there an adventure again in Mount Molehill, Link, when you can't even adventure there afterwards? Now we just forgot to specifically hardcode an omission of that adventure again, Link. Link.
The axe wound bleeds on you, but it is an axe wound, so that could just be normal wound blood.
Mm-hmm.
Stop plugging.
Bobby List says, this seems like something you guys would like, a collection of graffiti from Pompeii. I love that even back then people wrote the equivalent to for a good time call on bathroom walls. My favorite is, Apollinaris, the doctor of the Emperor Titus, defecated well here.
Now I know what I'm going to write on the wall in the office down here.
We two dear men, friends forever, we're here. If you want to know our names, they are Gaius and Aulus. Gaius. Amplicatus, I know that Icarus is buggering you. Salvius wrote this.
Hmm.
Restitutus says, Restituta, take off your tunic, please, and show us your hairy privates.
Was this weird before slang was invented?
I don't know. Weep, you girls. My penis has given you up. Now it penetrates men's behinds. Goodbye, wondrous femininity. Hello, wondrous femininity, I guess. Weird, like, jokes that are thousands of years old. Good to know people were still making gay jokes.
Yeah.
That far back. Oh no, another putt says, no turtle in the slime tube, not even a generic one? Right. Whenever we add new zones, we now have to remember what turtle to put in them. I don't know if the slime tube merits its own turtle or not.
Yeah.
Psychosis 730 says, can you put the pig iron equipment in a zap group? I've gotten the bracers twice now, and I'm not quite sure what to do with them. I don't know how that works. If they're not zappable, it means Riff explicitly decided to make them not zappable, so he must have had a reason.
I think they have... I thought that they had the same conditions for what a reward you got that the future rewards do.
Like what... But there weren't six of them, though. Was it just three?
Oh.
Did you get...
I have no idea.
No, there is no weapon. Noah M says, what? Nothing with the dwarven oyster egg balloon? I expected more from you guys. I don't know what you're talking about. And Shiny Wookie says, shouldn't fermenting powder on white rice produce sake? I believe we meant to do that, actually.
Hmm.
Because there's all those other things that you can... like the corn... that rewards when you finish the produce stand, and you get the thing like in the square grapes that you can ferment into. Yeah. Definitely meant to do that. I'm gonna put that in the list of things to do. I'm also gonna sneeze.
Kevin B says, is the giant castle map a giant map of a castle or a map of a giant's castle? It's both.
Yeah.
There's a giant map of a giant castle.
It's really hard to fold up, too. You need, like, four guys to fold it. Where the hell was that? To-do list.
The Todd O list?
Todd O list? Oh, gotcha. Snave says, for the record, I just donated for Mayfly bait, sold to Mr. A, bought the bait, because I like the idea of a donation item that gains more content as the game expands, and only heard of the item via all the bitching on the transcripts. That's funny.
Well, anybody who wants to try a Mayfly bait, it is, it's fairly easy to get one now.
Snave had been around, like, for forever. He's got, like, a six-digit player ID. Low six-digit player ID.
I was just saying, the packet of Mayfly bait is one of the cheaper X Mr. Store items.
Yep.
Because, hey, it was experimental. We understand that.
So somebody also wrote on that wall, Lesbianus, you defecate, and you write, hello, everyone. This graffiti doesn't make any fucking sense.
I'm sure that those guys were... they'd walk past that and go, oh, I really stuck it to Lesbianus, didn't we?
On April 19th, I made bread. I wonder if that was just another way of saying that you defecated there.
I would think so. Like, I'll bet that these are poorly translated. I'll bet that said I pinched a loaf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Theophilus, don't perform oral sex on girls against the city wall like a dog. That's what dogs do.
I want to know who these girls are.
Which walls they hang out near. Inferno Hero says, fuck that tutorial. I know I don't need to have shit at the Hermitage. He's an asshole. I don't want my damn letter. Shitty bird. My English was distorted in rage at the repetitions of the Oriole.
Wow.
Linguini Lad says, the empty slime tube looks almost like a cock and balls. Well... to a man with a gay mouth, every problem looks like a cock and balls.
Be careful you don't get the AIDS.
Well, it's a game. Should we take a music break?
I suppose we should. Back in about 13 minutes.
Upon the staff, with open blast and when, although I wasn't there, he said I was his friend. Which gave us some surprise. I spoke into his eyes. I thought you died alone a long, long time ago. Thank you.
lost control. Your face with a man who saw the world.
knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while.
That ends fairly abruptly. We're back. It's an Our Lady Peace song called Julia Piano, apparently. And what I did was, we've got a world that swings, and then Man Who Sold the World, then Piano Man, then Julia Piano, and... This is the problem with having all the music databased with Sam, is that I can just do weird shit like, no, let's find all the songs that have the word piano in them, and kind of pick a word from each song title and do the next song, and not to say it comes up with good songs per se, but
interesting. Hey, speaking of which, did you listen to that Ween that I sent you?
No, I haven't had a chance yet, but I shall.
See, I knew you weren't going to do it. I knew you weren't really open-minded.
It's not that I'm not going to do it, it's that I haven't done it yet.
Because you were too busy hating everything that's good.
Yeah, and stealing Christmas.
Fiery Flame says, groping slime groper, redundancy intended. Yeah.
That's one of the things that I like about the random name generators, actually, is that it will spit out stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wienerbutt points out, and I have a bug on my list for this that I can't do anything about, that you're fighting an immense slime behemoth.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I think that now that I have written that function, it's a very complicated function. It took me forever to figure out how to make this work, but it will appropriately put A or N in front of any string. That we might be able to get rid of the specified article in the monster table completely.
Huh.
And just do it on the fly so that we would just never have that problem again. But I don't know. I might use it somewhere else that I'm not aware of. Because we sometimes use the, which... Well, no. You know what? We need to be able to leave it blank, because like you're fighting Lumpy the Sinister Saws Blob.
Yeah. Or the Big Wisniewski.
Squee says, the message you get when using a library card is kind of weird, starting off with, Mr. Wook, is it? She says. There's no mention of you going to the library or who she is. Hey. I think a sentence must be missing from that. I looked in the code. I was thinking maybe it was one of those things where I had overwritten a variable with the second line rather than appending it, but it wasn't. Linguini Lad says, this is a funny-ass t-shirt. A funny-ass t-shirt. And it's a Gimli with a guitar saying, and my axe.
That is kind of a funny t-shirt.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Chef on a
27 says, new food idea, chicken waffles. And then somebody else later suggested adding watermelon. I don't know what the theme was of today's submissions.
Yeah, I don't know. Did we get one more African-American playing our game?
Maybe. No Moshing says, why doesn't Hank put a G in front of the N in the word mini? You know, like Migni. They don't always put G's in front of N's. There's a very complicated set of rules.
Yeah, it's based on the moons.
Yeah.
But not the moons as they are now. The moons when they first codified their language.
Yeah.
What you should be asking yourself is how you can hear them, because they're silent.
That's true. That is weird. By that token, everything that's written in the game should be phonetic, right? Everything's in quotes.
I'll get
a novel like that would be really obnoxious.
I'll get right on that.
Writing a novel like that would be fun, though. Or you could just do, you know, like Pride and Prejudice and phonetic dialogue.
Hey, yeah, because apparently you can just take an existing book and add some stuff. Not to belittle that guy's work. I'm sure that book is cool, and I would like to read it, but...
It's weird that you could do that, though, and actually sell it.
I'm sure they made some kind of deal.
Unless Pride and Prejudice was in the public domain.
I would bet not. Because, they made a movie out of it fairly recently. That doesn't seem like the thing you want to do if somebody else can just make another Pride and Prejudice movie right out from under you.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like people make movies of things that are in the public domain all the time.
Maybe not.
Beowulf. That had computer-generated Angelina Jolie boobs in it, didn't it? Did she ever get naked in any movies?
Yeah, the first movie she was in. Gia? I don't know. She played a model who's naked all the time.
Like, that's the plot? It's just a model who's naked all the time?
Pretty much. Then she does some drugs and dies. But, you know.
Oh. Cool. Gleeb says, Questlog text for the future, Questblox. It says it's coming soon. Right. I never made you, like, a ping or I think I closed the wiki items, but you're still missing Questlog text for your part of the end of the month. I put in placeholders. There's no way to have those draw attention on the main page either. I'm a terrible manager. Lord Derby says, when are we going to see a third mysticality item in Mr. Store? There are three muscle and three moxie, but only two mysticality. Yeah, the next one will be a mist item, but I don't know what it's going to be.
Yeah. We should come up with something for the next item of the month.
You think?
Yeah. I've been too busy just constantly sucking my own dick for this item of the month.
Right.
And I haven't really thought about the next one.
Yeah, that was a big kind of burnout at the end of last month. A lot of fucking work in a little time. But, back in saddle, raring to go.
Yeah. Well, I'm raring to go, except I'm leaving on Thursday for my sister's wedding.
Oh, yeah? Your sister's getting married?
Yeah, little sis getting married in Tennessee.
That's weird. Who's she marrying? Some dude?
Yeah, some dude. Because if it was some girl, it would have to be in, like, New Hampshire or Hawaii.
Right. I don't think your parents would approve of that.
Probably not, but, you know. How long
has she known this guy?
Yeah, as long as I've known Jess. So, yeah, they've been off and on. But we met him when they came up to Columbus a couple, 3 years ago. He's a cool guy. He's a nice dude.
Yeah. You approve?
I approve. It's about time.
How old is she?
She's 24.
God, that's fucking scary.
Yeah. She's a year younger than Jess.
That's scary.
People kept saying, isn't it creepy how your little sister's the same age as your girlfriend? And I would go, no, she's a year younger than my girlfriend.
Even if she was, that wouldn't necessarily be creepy.
It might. I mean, like, I tend to think of my little sister as a little girl, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to think of my wife as a little boy.
Right. But, or at least you try to.
Only from the back.
You tape a picture of Jonathan Taylor Thomas above the headboard.
Which may be why I have AIDS now.
Right.
I'm sorry, guys. I just thought for comedy's sake that we should keep revisiting that terrible joke, and so I keep going back there.
But it is the gay plague. I mean, you know, God created AIDS to wipe out gays.
Mm-hmm. It's doing a great job.
Yeah. Yep. Gays and Africans.
Yeah, what was that, like, 12-year-old gay kid who got it from a blood transfusion because he was gay?
Mm-hmm. Yep. All those kids that are born gay.
Right. Hey, now, that sets up an interesting contradiction. For the hardcore Christian.
Right, because you can't be born gay.
Right.
So if you're born with AIDS. Ah. I think we found a bigot trap.
It doesn't matter. Being able to hold...
I really need to change the bigot trap in my sink. It's filling up with assholes.
I'm sure
do you suppose the drains at an abattoir get filled up with assholes?
Probably.
You think they figure out something to do with a cow asshole? I mean, maybe they actually make hot dogs out of it.
Yeah. Huh.
Do you ever get tripe with the butthole still attached?
No, I can't say that I've ever had any tripe at all.
I don't think I have either, actually. Eventually I want to go to, like, Filiberto's or somewhere on a Sunday and have some menudo, because I'm curious as to what menudo tastes like.
It tastes okay, it's the texture. There was a...
I mean, is it like eating, like, octopus sushi, or like... It seems like it'd be, like, tough.
Not quite. It's like nothing I've ever eaten before, and it's not something you want to be eating in the morning. But, yeah, my brother-in-law insisted that it was a breakfast food. So one day we all got some and sat around trying to eat it.
Yeah. The tongue was pretty good. I had a tongue taco once.
In really Soviet tender. Russia, taco tastes you.
I was pretty proud of my Russian reversal and the me Chinese, me plate joke. Thing. Nobody commented on it.
I thought it was funny. Yeah. I just thought
that we were trying to come up with other cultures' versions of that. Because it really, the stereotype doesn't make any sense because everyone pees in Coke, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just Chinese. But that was the only one I came up with. I didn't try for very long. Jump the Shark says, what did you guys ever do to Encyclopedia Dramatica? Your page, they said, Allah willing, the people responsible for this abortion will be sacrificed to Raptor Jesus. Yeah, I don't know. They really didn't like us.
As opposed to all of those things that get glowing reviews in Encyclopedia Dramatica?
Well, no, they did. They used to have a positive page because of the making fun of furries.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, like, the kind of people holding us up as a sort of paragon of virtue because we hate furries is just as bad as furries complaining about us making fun of furries.
Well, yeah. What I see here is that a lot of the 4chan folks like to hang out in chat and troll moderators.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I've been going back and forth with this douchebag who just insists that they're being unfairly modded and unevenly moderated and that they're really crusaders for justice trying to bring attention to these things by being total dicks to everybody in chat. And, you know, every time one of them gets banned, he sends me a message about how they shouldn't have been banned. And I search the log and I go, you know, I told you to stay the fuck out of chat if you didn't want to get banned. And yet you seem to not want to stay the fuck out of chat, so you're going to get banned. So I'm guessing the people who wrote that page are the people who are like, God, Kingdom of Loathing is full of these people who, when you troll them, they ban you. Those fuckers.
Yeah.
And probably the fact that I just keep saying fuck 4chan and everything that's related to 4chan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The tone that Encyclopedia Dramatica is written in is just the soundtrack to my rage. It's just that fucking guy who's just, you know, for the lulz, I went and talked about rape, and these guys got all upset, like they forgot it was the internet, and you shouldn't be upset about stuff on the internet. Like, fuck you. Get out of my house. Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, I can't understand why they're annoyed with us.
4chan is just baffling to me. I don't think I hate it. I don't think I like it. Sometimes I go there and there's, like, boobs to look at.
Right.
But then in between all the boobs to look at, there's, like, gross shit. So what's that all about?
I was amused at the, did you see the XKCD strip about?
Yeah, yeah.
4chan trolling Twilight. People that I like keep telling me that they're into Twilight, and that just makes me die a little inside.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't want to go off on that rant again, but, yeah.
We were talking, somebody was talking about Left Behind. Oh, because Pezboy worked at a gas station and they sold like 6 books, and that was one of them. So he read it while he was working there. Did you ever read those or know anything about them?
No, I watched the movie because it was on the list of movies that Jess could watch for her religion and film class.
Mm-hmm.
It was hilariously bad, for sure. We enjoyed watching it, but not
Cameron kind of went off the deep end.
Yeah.
What is it with child actors? You always either have to... it's like they have to spiral out of control one direction or another.
Right. I think Kirk Cameron and Jenny McCarthy should get together and talk about how atheism causes... autism.
Causes autism.
There's a study now that's starting to maybe see that vitamin D deficiency in kids can cause autism.
So just not going outside.
Yeah, it used to be that you would go play in the sun if you were a kid, but now, you know, you're not supposed to let the sun's rays touch your child because they will, in fact, light on fire as soon as one ray of light touches them.
Mm-hmm.
So that now we have to give Ollie vitamin D supplements because we're not allowed to just take him out in the sun.
Yeah. Why wouldn't we just take him out in the sun anyway?
Because then people come up like, why don't that baby have a hat on? And they're like, why are you talking like that? You're a 90-year-old Asian woman. That baby
I was watching one of those TED Talks, which I don't really understand what that is, but they're interesting. But it was like Stephen Levitt talking about how, and this is basically what I have always suspected, which is that for kids over 2 years old, there is zero advantage to a fucking car seat. It's just car seat manufacturers lobbying for laws.
Huh.
Like, there's just no statistical improvement in survival rates of car seats versus seatbelts once a kid is a couple years old.
Hmm. Now they're talking about they're supposed to be in some kind of car seat until they weigh some, like, 50 pounds, which, like, Jess was 12 and still didn't weigh 50 pounds. You know, like, well, yeah, like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
A full-sized person who would be riding in the front seat of a car.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. You know, it's like, I feel like there's going to come a time when it's going to be very, very difficult for me to obey the law.
Yeah.
And still be able to look at myself in the mirror. Right. But, yeah, I don't fucking know. There's that whole problem where, like, you know, he looks at that, because it's not science, right? If you look at data, draw conclusions based on the data, that isn't science, because that data already happened, right? It's not predictive or whatever. But it's, like, valuable information.
Right.
You can look at it and think, oh, well, okay. Yeah. Everyone who has stabbed themselves in the brain with a chisel has died. So I don't need to set up a double blind. Figure out if stabbing yourself in the brain with a chisel is going to kill you, right?
That would be kind of entertaining, though.
Some people get a fake chisel, a collapsing chisel. A
collapsible chisel.
Fuck you and your collapsible chisel. Nolan Young says, when people ask you how you came up with the name Jick, just tell them you can't because it has something to do with your social security number. I'm not entirely sure how that would work. Linguini Lad says, what does the Merkin prayer beads do? They violate subject-verb agreement.
What does they do? What do they does?
Merkin prayer beads, their purpose will become clear in the fullness of time. Matt G97 said, any further plans of making Flavor of Magic usable in combat? On an archive show about a year ago, you mentioned the possibility of allowing Pasta Mancers only to do that, and you might even let them do it without it taking a round of combat. That's the problem with doing so much radio, is that I say a lot of shit. If we did everything that I said we might do on the radio, we'd never have time to do anything that I wasn't talking about.
Jick is like Duffman in that he says a lot of things.
Like, do you remember Duckman? Did you ever watch Duckman?
I tried, but something about Jason Alexander doing that voice.
Really?
Like, there's a cartoon in hell that just has Jason Alexander and Gilbert Gottfried and Frank Welker doing a squeaky voice.
Who's Frank Welker?
He's the guy who did, like, The Monkey and Aladdin and half of the Transformers and, like, in every single 80s kids cartoon. Usually he's doing animal noises, but when he talks like a person, it's this kind of weird, squeaky, whiny thing.
I kind of like Gilbert Gottfried's voice. It's soothing.
The dulcet tones of Gilbert Gottfried. And Harvey Firestein.
My dad liked Duckman. I never really watched it, except, I never chose to watch it, but it was on a lot, because my dad watched it, like, in syndication. It's weird. I don't know what it was about it.
Was there ever a Darkwing Duck Duckman crossover?
I don't know. A Count Duckula Darkwing Duck Duckman? Oh, I totally forgot that I got the first season of Count Duckula when Borders was closing down their CDs and everything was on crazy sale.
The problem is when you get a Duckula Darkwing Duck Duckman crossover, then just some guy keeps popping up going, Goose!
Yeah.
You know, or who is it? Val Kilmer from Top Gun.
After every three episodes.
Although, okay, in Minneapolis, in Minnesota, they think we're all weird because we play Duck Duck Goose. What they play, they all sit around in a circle like you do for Duck Duck Goose, and they go, red duck, yellow duck, purple duck, blue duck, gray duck, and gray duck is the goose. So if you say, like, yeah, we used to play Duck Duck Goose, they go, what? The game is Duck Duck Gray Duck. It's like, really? Because that's just kind of like duck, duck, different duck.
Train, train, choo-choo train.
Right.
That's weird. No, and M says, I want more system message content, like that demon thing. That was awesome. Plus, I always love your funny comments that you randomly do, mostly about the radio. Yeah, I don't do a lot of funny system messages anymore. Usually I would do those in response to me, like, visibly fucking something up, and our sort of quality control has gotten better to some extent. We fuck a lot less stuff up on the live servers these days. Severus says, I just beat Planescape Torment. Woo! The entire time I was playing, I was listening to your shows between dialogue as well. Really helped me keep at the game, especially during the odd parts where you would discuss Planescape in old shows while I was playing it. The Modron Maze was neat. Modron Maze was neat. Huh. Man, that's a good game. I was going to play it again, and I got that, somebody made, like, a widescreen mod for it, which just allows you to see much, much more of the screen, but, like, this is why I fucking hate the internet, right? The internet will tell me, okay, so you can install this game, and then you can run these community mods, and then you'll be able to play this game with these new mods, right? Only, I could not actually get the game to both run with the widescreen mod and recognized that the CD was in the drive. So it just didn't work at all. And I tried uninstalling and reinstalling and doing the mods in every possible order, and it just didn't work. So I don't know what the fuck, man.
And then you can go on the forum, and you'll find that 8 other people have posted that they have that problem, and that the only response is, that only happens if you're using the cracked version of the game. Go buy it, you cheap bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what I got when my copy of Half-Life 2 was thoroughly borked.
Yeah. I did go buy Planescape Torment back when you could. Now it's all expensive on eBay. I got mine for like $5. Madeline says, Dear Jake, please dedicate more shows or at least segments to discussing game design. I find it absolutely fascinating. It just kind of happens naturally at times, right? Like, I don't know. I don't want to have to start preparing for radio shows. I don't want to have to come up with an itinerary.
Yeah, especially this one. I like that, you know, somebody will write in and give us a bit that we can talk about for a couple of minutes. And I'm sure that we could make the show more consistent if we planned it in advance, but it wouldn't be as much fun.
Yeah. Jeff says, how about if undistributed clan dungeon loot triggers a yellow exclamation point for dungeon administrators? That's an idea. So you already had those exclamation points turned on. Doppelheathen says, why give me the non-combat adventure in the slime tube if I can only do it once and I've already done the uvula or gallbladder? So this is this thing. I talked about this on a show a little while ago, but like, so if something only shows up once and then never shows up again, you can conclude one of two things. Either that it is a once per day limited thing, or once per run, or once per whatever, or you can conclude that you're just getting unlucky. Mm-hmm. You'll never know for sure, right? I know that this probably doesn't really happen to people in practice, because they just find out from somebody that it can only happen once, or they read it on the wiki, or whatever, but it was kind of the same deal as, like, the CODs. What I did with that was I made it so it comes up once, you fail to get it, it gives you a message, it doesn't take a turn, and then kicks you out, and then it doesn't show up again. And that's probably what I ought to do with the non-combat and the slime tube, because that's kind of the best of both worlds. It tells you that it can only happen once, but it doesn't, like, keep annoying you coming up at a time when you don't want it. Yeah. That said, it is very low non-combat chance. It's trivial, you know, just some reodorant, which should be pretty cheap. I don't know. Is reodorant expensive in the mall?
No, it's not.
Yeah, 300 meat for 5 turns of it never showing up at all. Or if you can spare the equipment slot, use a monster bait. real easy to get rid of it. Let's see. Hoover says, can you make Mr. Store Familiar Hatchlings a free pull in hardcore? Wouldn't be game-breaking, and it helps people coming out of a bad moon run. Is it just me, or does the image of the slime-covered spear gun look overly phallic? I don't know. What does the slime-covered spear gun look like?
Apparently a penis.
Oh. Wow, that does look kind of like a big cock and balls. That was not intentional. When I draw a cock and balls, it's pointing the other direction, though. So that's how you know.
Wow, that's a little blatant.
It was really accidental, though. Mega Man Rock says, just gotta know since I picked one up, Slime Familiar, is it being worked on? I'm gonna try really hard to get that done this week. I know it's inexcusable that it went this long. Zona says, for some reason I went to download last week's Monday and Thursday radio shows this morning and they weren't there. Did you not have them or did they not get uploaded? Possibly I had my head up my ass? What happened?
Well, nobody but you knows if you had your head up your ass.
Yeah.
There was a Monday show, but you were out camping and...
Yeah, I'll download that from the podcast and upload it whenever I think of it. Fineldar says, can we get a chef staff out of the staff of Ed after we're done with the quest? Maybe made with the Mega Gem? It might get people to stop complaining when new chef staves are always good. Spooky chef staff with River the Boner Dagon? Yeah, both of those things are things that I don't have any problem with doing. The staff of Ed is a little complicated because it wouldn't be too big of a deal to just only make that show up in Roderick's menu if you have the quest done. So, won't be too bad. Evangian Q sent the same question in again. Fineldar says, maybe with a big discarded fork too, because it's made out of trash, Richard needs 3 cognacs for lube. What?
Fineldar's hitting the sauce again.
Yeah. Are you talking about Roderick?
Maybe he means that it has to be made in Hobopolis?
Hmm. I don't know. Linguini Land says, I remember on an older radio show you guys saying that one day out of the month the miniature antlers gives more than +5 pounds. I'm surprised no one added that to the KOL wiki. I don't think it's one day out of the month. I think it's on a weird wiggling cycle.
Maybe we should put that in the calendar.
I was pretty pleased with the way in which we managed to fuck up the moon cycle, because I wanted it to be kind of unpredictable, but never really figured out a good way to do that. But that whole mini moon thing, that worked out pretty well. Super chaotic. Reverend Noodleson says, dear JNS, forget Trophy 68. Can you give us any hints about Trophy 81?
Start eating those fettuccine and canoes.
Justin Miller says, why do bad things happen to good people?
Because you touch yourself at night.
Yeah. You should change your name to Justin Bailey so you can look at Samus in a leotard.
You should also start touching yourself in the morning. That'll probably help. It's only because you do it at night.
I see. Coolbot says, how does it feel to have created a game that has ruined countless lives? MMG.
The easiest way to not lose meat on the MMG is to not play the MMG.
Mm-hmm. A strange game. Hoopity says, hey guys, I need a job. Want to rob a bank together? Yeah, we should go to Bolivia. The banks down there are real easy to rob.
Yeah, but all their money is that kind of crazy chocolate foreign currency.
Chocolate foreign currency?
Yeah, like they look like gold coins, but they're actually just chocolate inside.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's weird. The Gravedigger says, Chick, you should read Pygmy. Of all of Palahniuk's books, I enjoyed it the most. I bought it because he was coming to town and my unholy ally wanted to see him. Great reading. I have not paid any attention. If he's written anything since Diary, I don't know anything about it.
You know, we were talking about that, what was it called? Haunting? Haunted? Something?
Mm-hmm.
And it just, like, the first short story was awesome. And then the rest of it was just, what can we do now that's shocking? Would it shock you?
Right. Because yeah. Guts. I never read that in the book. I just read it was like, published on the internet.
Guts was fantastic, but then the whole book is just this like collection of people who are on a writer's retreat, except all they do is write stories about the fucked up things that have happened to them that are designed to be as shocking as possible, and they're not. And the like story that ties it all together is just these really unlikable people doing terrible things to themselves. It's like, yeah, I get it. Life is a limitless void of despair. Whatever. Chuck Palahniuk should write a script for a Todd Solondz movie. And then maybe just watching the dailies of that movie will cause both of them to off themselves.
What, did he do Happiness?
Yeah.
I see. And Welcome to the Dollhouse.
I still keep thinking I should see Welcome to the Dollhouse because everybody says it's good, but goddamn.
I remember it not being bad, but I also didn't think Happiness was bad.
Yeah, so see, I can't trust your metric on that.
Yeah.
V. Gravedigger says, also, Scully, do you prefer Arkham Horror or Red November for Group Game Night? I've never played Red November, but Arkham Horror I definitely enjoy.
Wait, you cut out strangely for a second. Did you say you'd never played Red November?
Yeah.
So, I think, I want to say maybe that, like, Smooth Mood was talking about Red November. It looks pretty cool.
Huh.
I looked it up during the break.
Gin and Tonic says elementally aligned monsters should be healed by damage dealt to them of their element. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. It would probably do some weird stuff that we didn't anticipate.
And it would be super obnoxious if it was a creature that couldn't be harmed by physical damage. Yes. For those, I tend to use the weapons that deal random elemental damage.
Right.
Yeah. The X-71 or X-37 gun was something that I pretty much put in just so I could have it to adventure with.
Right.
I think it's super useful.
It's pretty cool. Mr. Ben says, we have an arrange items on shelves options, but can we please have an arrange shelves option?
We should have it so that you can arrange shelves, but doing so causes all the items to fall off of them.
Just fall off of them and, like, down a hole where you can't get them.
No, but then, like, the arrange items on the shelves could cause all of the shelves to magically revert to their initial arrangement.
Mm.
So you could just sit around all day and mess with it and never get what you wanted.
A deadhead says, yay, it's the Rockefeller Skank and Scully show!
I now have one song from Fatboy Slim that I really like.
Which one's that?
He put one out as the British Porter or Boston, the BPA was his new project, and there's a song with David Byrne and Dizzy Rascal on it, and it's fantastic.
Who's Dizzy Rascal?
He's a British rapper.
I see.
But it's mostly just like this really cool beat that's strangely organic for Fatboy Slim, and then David Byrne writing a song and singing it over that beat, so it's not just like David Byrne saying three words and then looping that for 8 minutes.
That'd be good, though.
Depends on what words.
He said, this was a Pizza Hut, this was a Pizza Hut, this was a Pizza Hut, this was a Pizza Hut.
Wow, you just turned into Fatboy Slim right there.
I did. And then you could switch to a sample from that Pizza Hut commercial, regular price, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4.
Now you've turned into negative land.
Yumprat 721 says, we need several Garth Nix references and more human anatomy ones. I don't know who Garth Nix is.
Was he like the nemesis of Garth Brooks? Just whenever he shows up, he stops Garth Brooks from performing.
Yeah.
It's like Garth Brooks and Jenny Garth and Garth Algar have to team up to defeat him. That would be good. Dana Carvey needs the work.
Do you suppose that if you said Garth Nix's name backwards, he would lose his magic ability to stop Garth Brooks?
Probably. Sir Toastman says, will you ever renew really old items like the Tam O'Shanter and the gravy-covered maypole for those that were not around then? I have a feeling that if we duplicated the functionality of those items in a new item, people would think they were worthless.
You think?
Yeah, and it's kind of like the Like, the dark Gilla-lantern is not a particularly useful familiar now.
Yeah.
Just all of those that were like, attack plus one of the valuable ones.
Yeah.
We are going to bring back the hand turkey, but only on Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah.
And only if you're not wearing pants at midnight. So, make sure.
But in real life, and we've got the cameras installed, everybody who has a Blu-ray player, we can see into your house.
Right.
Casey Wiederman says, "Hey, Jake, you keep playing Totally Rad Song California, but I can't find it anywhere. Not that I've looked in stores. Why does the internet know so little about them?" You know, I bought, at the first concert of theirs that I went to, I bought everything that they had for sale, which was like three CDs, two of which were like four tracks each. And California was on one of them.
I have the just one EP that has the Cold Moonlight and Vision Quest on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's available online, but then the... It was like Tour Support 2008 EP or something that has that track on it.
Yeah. And I think the first album's that, like, Shark Attack Day Camp.
I like them an awful lot, but there's just not much of it out there. You know, it's funny, you talked about how awesome their live show was, and I actually like the recorded stuff better.
You know, their live show at Con was not as good as the first time that I saw them.
Hmm.
And I don't know if it's one of those things where, you know, like, you're... 50th blowjob was not as good as your first blowjob.
That's not
know?
True at all. I'll let you know when I get there, like 40 blowjobs from now.
All right. But, I don't think so. I think it was just, maybe it was seeing them in a smaller place, just made it more, I don't know. I really don't know what the deal was. I mean, they were good at the Con show.
I think Vaginal Blood Fart's comment was, "I never thought I'd like a band that has that many synthesizers."
Yeah. I'm a sucker for, like, the vocoder stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's cool.
I liked the hot girl that was in the band until I figured out it was a dude.
Another dude. Like, Hanson. Turns out there's only two girls in Hanson.
Yeah.
They keep switching. They're like the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park. Whenever the reproductive pressure is on. The members of Hanson switch gender.
I like the idea of Hanson being like an indicator species for reproductive pressure. It's not if it's on them. You know,
speaking of which, to see the Canadian punk band the Hanson Brothers.
No, I missed that.
Chan Sien, they're good. They're worth going to some dive bar to see them play.
Huh. We're pretty close to Canada. Maybe they'll come down here.
Yeah.
Bloody Stupid Johnson says, "Have you guys played the new Ghostbusters game yet? If so, what do you think about it?" I'd like to. That's one that tempts me to get a next-gen console, but...
Is it even... Well, there's going to be the Wii
version. Yeah, but the Wii version's not going to be the same as the...
I've heard good things about the Wii version. Like, it's all, like, stylized cartoony graphics, which I think is probably a good way to go. I mean, I'm going to look into it, but I was kind of considering going for the Wii version.
Huh.
I didn't realize it was out, though.
I've read some, like, meh reviews of the Xbox/PS3 version, but I wonder if it's one of those things that is going to be hard to impress people, because, like, if you're writing reviews for a game website, odds are you're a big fan of Ghostbusters and have been anticipating this game.
Right. It's been a long time coming, because it was announced and demoed and stuff, and then something happened.
Yeah.
And it lost its publisher for a while. I don't know, I tried playing it at Comic-Con, and I couldn't get a goddamn thing to happen. Wait, maybe I didn't. Maybe I was watching somebody to whom that happened. Okay.
There's still, Harold Ramis is talking about, like, they are go for a third movie. Like, Bill Murray finally signed on, and... And they want to do it.
I don't know how I feel about that.
It's going to be just as good as Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, I'm pretty sure. Which means that I will probably enjoy it and not think it's as good as the first two, and everybody's going to talk about how terrible it is.
Pride and Prejudice's copyright has lapsed in the U.S.
Oh, okay.
It's available on Project Gutenberg, says Megan Cody. Also says that from CDC.gov, female-to-male risk factors include skin trauma, damage to the skin, or oral sex and oral trauma. The comment at the start of the show may cause deaths. I don't, you know, can you get AIDS from somebody by giving them a high five? No, unless you both have open wounds on your hands.
Right. If you're both experiencing stigmata, then please don't high five.
Right.
If you're like, all right, we're totally going to be saints, high five.
Jizzle Melizzle says, are you going to see Bruno? Nah, I don't think so.
I still haven't seen Borat.
Yeah.
My life has been fairly complete.
It's kind of okay. Yeah. Like, that whole thing, just, he wore himself out on me pretty quickly. It was very clever. The show was very clever. I'm surprised that there was a second season, and I'm not surprised that there wasn't a third.
It's funny that you feel that way about him, but not Tom Green.
Well, it's a different kind of thing. Huh. It's a totally different shtick. I don't know, man. I was just talking to somebody yesterday about Freddy Got Fingered. It just makes me happy. All right, it's after 7, or is it not? Is my clock wrong again?
It's not. We got like 5 minutes.
We got 5 minutes?
Yeah. We can try and fill that 5 minutes, or we can let that 5 minutes go. It's up to you.
How do you find out what time it is on the internet? Google, what time is it? The official U.S. time. Time.gov. Now I have to click some zones or some shit.
I thought my computer's time updated via the internet. It says
8:55. 6:55.
Yeah, it does. Vista's clock is locked into the atomic time.
Huh. Well, I don't use Vista.
Yeah.
Let's see. Ertest one says CDM working on a way to do a single attack of a monster in his own method with the macros. The macros have suddenly become very important to the slime tube players. I don't know what that means. Macros have become important to Slime 2 players, or using Mafia has become very important. Noodley says, Dear Chick, would it be a bit better for the market demon to sell chewing gum and string as two different items, then you can paste it and you can eat the chewing gum? You can't eat chewing gum.
No, you'll get a chewing gum tree growing inside your stomach.
that was a good way of... Also, your face will stick that way.
Right.
If you swallow it. Are you going to tell your kid shit like that?
No.
Who wants to swallow gum? I don't think it ever would have occurred to me to swallow gum if somebody hadn't told me not to.
I tend to swallow gum because I don't want to put it in my hand and stick it in a receptacle.
Aren't you worried that your asshole's going to get stuck shut?
No. It's the same thing as, like, I used to like to eat the unpopped kernels at the bottom of the popcorn bowl.
Oh, I still do that.
Yeah, and everybody told me that was going to cause horrible problems in my butt, and it never has. When I eat cherries, I swallow the pits because I don't want to spit them into a cup, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's fine. You know, you just swallow the pit first off, and then you chew the rest of the cherry, and it's fine.
Wow, that's weird. I was right there with you until that.
I just don't like food that requires me to spit something out.
So you don't like sunflower seeds, or?
I eat the entire sunflower seed.
Or real olives.
Yeah. I also tend to eat peanuts in the shell. Because that's where all the salt is.
I lick the shell and then crack it open and toss the peanuts into my mouth. I don't actually spit the shells out.
There was that restaurant in Prescott where they had the 15-cent wings, and their entire floor was just a carpet of peanut shells.
Yeah, what, Mario's?
Mario's.
Was it Mario's?
There were all these turtles walking around, and...
Yeah. I need to find a restaurant that gives you the peanuts, and you throw the peanuts. I think there's, like, a barbecue place somewhere that's like that I've been to recently. I like that. I like the restaurants with peanut shells on the floor.
Yeah. I'm confused by the ones with sawdust on the floor, especially when they hand you a bowl that's just full of wood.
Yeah. Oh man, we've stumbled into a beaver bar.
Is that like a gate? Never mind.
Red Pot says, can you explain the reason why the chamois saw is tradable? Oh, I'm so happy with that name, that item. It was meant to be a thing that clans going fast could do to help out the people who weren't going so fast. The, and it's not unprecedented that some of the other some of the Hobopolis bosses have untradeable or have tradable drops.
Yeah, Porcupine Spader reminds me that Frank Welker was Megatron on the original Transformers series. And I guess they had him read for Megatron for the movie and realized that voice was going to sound like shit in a decent sound system. It was that kind of like, "You will never defeat me, Optimus Prime! It's kind of evil! Look how evil I am!" That kind of shit.
See. I never watched the Transformers cartoon. I know nothing about Transformers.
Huh. I don't think I've seen much of the original cartoon, just the movie.
Earth S1 actually clarified, simply asked, "Can we have an adventure in this zone macro command?" I'm actually in favor of that. I don't know how tricky it would be.
Talking like slash ADV and then a zone name?
Slash adventure, yeah, or slash ADV and then a zone name, yeah. I'm basically okay with that. Bam.
Alright, on that note, let's get out of here. I will see you guys tomorrow for my music show. And Jake will be on Thursday. Good night, everybody.